Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Well, welcome back, folks, to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Johnny Hernandez. Can you believe that we're almost at the end of January? We just started. We already took a break. You would think, you know, it's funny because this topic today almost sounds like a topic we were talking about a couple weeks ago. You know, when we were talking about the fact that today is the 21st of the month, and Forbes magazine wrote an article saying that by the 15th of the month, 92% of the people have already given up on their goals, whether it be a weight goal or a, you know, health goal or a money goal or whatever, that only 8% really fulfill that and actually make it all the way through. I wanted to carry on that conversation, Johnny. One of the things that you and I don't know if we know well, but we definitely deal with it. And you know, one of the beautiful things about being a coach is that it doesn't preclude us from going through the same humanistic emotions that the rest of us do. It's just that maybe we're a little bit ahead in how we deal with it. And the biggest one that I'm finding now with the people that I'm talking to, and Johnny, you can probably have the same experience, is that they just don't know what to do with the big four-letter word, fear. What do you do with fear? And where does it come from? And people actually die from this. They have heart attacks. They, you know, because they get into this space, and I clearly have experienced it more than once. And you know, Johnny, what's been your experience with people that you're talking to? I mean, fear seems to be the and I guess the thing that bothers me the most about that four letter word is that it's not even real. It's made up.
That's right. And I think that's that the best and the worst part of fear is the worst part. Is that it literally paralyzes us as human beings from doing the things that we dream of doing, that we aspire to do. It keeps us from doing the things that we were actually put on this earth to do. And that's the biggest downer about the whole thing.
Isn't there some ego in here thinking that, you know, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, because that's all I know how to do. I always tell people, you know, when I get into fears because I'm becoming a little bit self-centric about my world. Well, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is I think it is part of that. I think that, and I don't care what your spiritual beliefs are. I certainly don't hide mine, but when you start believing that you are in charge. That's where your problems are going to begin. I can tell you that right now. And when I think about fear, so I think about a couple of things. So we talk about fear factor in business. I guess I'd like to maybe look at it in another way. So they talk about fear in big business. So I guess the conversation that we won't have today, because to me in so many ways it's just so logical. If you're a Fortune 500 company and you are publicly held, that fear that those organizations experience every single quarter because they are owned by Wall Street. And make no mistake, don't be confused. They are owned by Wall Street, regardless of you have a CEO, CFO, no matter how big your C-suite is, you are making decisions based on how Wall Street's going to, how they're going to respond. And in many cases, your organization has to respond in a way that may not necessarily resemble the values that you hope it would because of that. That's a different type of fear than what we're talking about here. The fear I'm talking about are things like people starting their own business. So what I think the last number I saw was 97% of every business in the United States today, 97.7% of all businesses in the United States today employ less than 500, or are small businesses that employ 500 or less people. 87% of all the businesses in the United States are small businesses that employ less than 20 people. All right. Now, when I think about that, and I think about when I started my own business, when you started your own business, and the people that you and I engage with, every single one of those individuals have experienced fear, completely different levels of fear than many people experience in their life, because they're putting everything on the line in most cases. And it's, how am I going to pay the bills? What am I going to do for benefits? All of those things that raise
their
head.
How do I pay my employees? You know?
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's exactly right. And it's, and when you start processing it, I think that there's something that that you set off at the very beginning. People say, well, fear is the absence of courage. I would challenge that thinking and say that courage isn't possible without experiencing fear. And you have to have enough faith and confidence in yourself, enough faith and confidence in your higher power. And I guess this is what I was sharing. I'd like to toss it back to you to get your perspective on this, Daniel. But this is what I know in my heart to be true. If you're a small business owner or considering a small business, or you've been at it a while and you feel conflicted with whatever it is you do, or you feel that that tightness in your chest from anxiousness or anxiety, I would encourage you to stop and reflect for a moment. Each one of us, every single human being on the planet, has been given an amazing gift, something that we do better, some things that we do better than most people that we know. I don't want to say we're the best at it, but something that it's a shared passion. We're very talented. People tell us, oh, my gosh, you should open a business because you're so gifted to that. I would tell you that those gifts have not been bestowed on you just so you can keep them inside and suppress them. If you have a passion for something and you're exceptionally talented at doing it, there's an expectation that you're going to take that gift and do something to make the world a better place. So if your conflict is you have a passion, it's something that you're exceptionally talented at, and you're contemplating whether or not you should do a business, I would tell you to do one other thing, is talk to those you trust. Now, within that circle of people that you trust, there's going to be two groups that are going to be divided, and it won't be on down the middle. It's going to be 75-25. 75% of those that love you are going to be what I call emotional naysayers, right? Is, oh, my gosh, you don't want to do that. Just go get a job. It's too risky. Oh, my gosh, it's something that's going to cost too. All of those things, right, that it's just like misery loves company. Those people, if they're part of your family, you can't cut them out of your life. But if they're not part of your family, their acquaintances and their friends, push them out of your circle. Those are not going to help you. They're not going to benefit you. Now, those who are fact-based naysayers, Daniel, that may come to you and say, listen, this product's going to cost you $2.5 million. You just got done telling me you only have $1.5 million or $200,000 and all you have is $100,000. That's different, right? That's fact-based dialogue. But when we start feeling that pain in our chest and those things that scare us most, the one thing you don't want to do is don't try to solve it on your own. Because every problem, almost every problem, and I want to say almost every problem that we have in our life is generated by us trying to do the driving, by us taking control of the situation, and by us thinking that we have the answers to the test. In your worst times, in those times where you need courage, lean on your higher power. Whoever it is, whatever it is, lean on your higher power. And the other thing I would tell you to do is find that very small group, and it's usually like one or two people in your life, and if you're lucky enough to have 10, bless you, give me a call because I want to hang out with you. But lean on with one or two people in your life that you know are your inspiration. They're a place where you know you can be vulnerable, you can express the highest levels of humility, and you know that they're going to be supportive. That's not the time when you're going through your fear of people to get on the phone with people and say, don't worry about it, it'll pass, you know that's how it is. Or 90% of the population feel the same way you do, it's going to be okay. That's not what you need.
Mm-mm.
And so much of it is the people you hang around with, and it is putting yourself in a state of mind where you understand that it's your thinking that got you to that state of thinking, that fear. Take that and hand that over to your higher power and say, you know what, I'm going to give this one to you, and focus energies on other things that can be productive. I mean, you and I just had this conversation,
Gary. Yeah.
You were sharing with me with a client that you were just working with, and you know, without sharing any, you know, anything confidential. I mean, what did you find? What was your the situation you were helping this individual with?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that, we're first of all, we're human. And I love what you said about the tightening of the chest. And I guarantee you, if you're running a business, I don't care if you're running a corporation or you're running a small entrepreneurial company, you've run up against stress. And stress is what causes fear. And when I think about when I get under stress, and this is going back to something you said, when I experience stress or when my clients experience stress, there is a direct connection to that stress and my need to control the outcome of something in my life that I have no control over. And when I start believing that I have control over something I have no control of, I have stress. And when I have stress, and this is kind of what you were saying about kind of handing it over to your higher power and moving on, the thing that I encourage my clients to do and the things that I do is something that sounds kind of crazy. But it's imperative to finding your way back to some peace and tranquility, and that is focusing on the now. Fear is in the future or in the past. I fear I'll do that again, or I fear I'm going to do it. But it's not fear of I'm doing it, or that it has happened or going to happen. If you focus in the moment, and as business owners, you got to hear this. We create more stress. Let's say that we go through today, and we stress about whatever it is that's on our plate, bills, whatever. And we focus on that, and we stay in that stress, and we don't do what Johnny just suggested, calling. And folks, when Johnny says call friends, I would venture to say that you might have one or two, if you're lucky, that you really be honest with, that aren't going to, you know, the Bible says, do not cast your pearls before swine. You want somebody who can empathize, sympathize, be your friend, and really sometimes just hear you out, but not judge you because you're in a moment of weakness. If you don't have that person, I'd suggest that you start looking for that person. So going back to the now, is that you want to stay focused in the now, and when we're running businesses, you know, we have to focus on, in this moment right now, what can I do? And I was telling my client, what can you do right now in spite of all this stress and fear that you're feeling so you don't get to the end of the day and you have compounded stress and fear? This is where we get addictions, Johnny. People start going to alcohol, drugs, sex, whatever they do. There's all kinds of addictions, buying, eating. It doesn't have to be those. It could be anything that makes them feel better rather than working through the stress and working through the fear. The truth is, and I don't know about your experience, Johnny, but this is what I tell my folks. If you're going to run a business, and let's just talk entrepreneurially, and by the way, small business, by the Small Business Administration, it's still in the up to $40 million, still a small business. So it could be anywhere from you at home to a $50 million company, even up to $100 million. If you don't stay focused in the moment and you get to the end of the day and all you've done is worry about something that has not happened, I think I shared this with you earlier when we were talking, Johnny. What I tell my folks is, you know what? You might be right. Your house may come down. Your business may crumble. But it hasn't happened yet. And when it does happen, freak out. I'll freak out with you. I'll freak out with you. We'll freak out. We'll do the little freak, you know. At the end of the day, we got to get real. And this is kind of, you know, when you and I were talking, that one of the things that hit me upside the head like a ton of bricks, has it happened yet? No. Then what is it? What's this all about? And this is kind of why I asked the question, Johnny. I was just thinking about that. Is when we get into fear, are we egocentric? And I think it is because we forget why we're here. We disconnect from our purpose or service, that we are, why we are here. sometimes for me, Johnny, I've been doing it 16 years. And I forget that people I work with and the people I've coached and people that I've – I forget. I'm sure you have too. And then out of the blue, somebody sends you an email or makes a comment and says, oh, I just wanted to thank you. And you wonder, what for? And they say, because without you, I wouldn't have made it through that tough time in my life. Or I really appreciated what you helped me see that I couldn't see. That's when we – it's kind of those, pardon the expression, God shots – or those moments when your higher power is trying to get your attention to say, stay focused on what you're here for. If you're running a business, there's a reason why you got into that business. You felt there was a service that you could offer your customer. Connect back to that. You know, getting back into the solution is getting back into doing the things that – and at the end of the day, and maybe I should take this advice myself, is – If things aren't going great, then go take a walk. Get outside. And quit trying to put a round peg in a square slot because it's not going to fit. And I think that these are the types of things that I think that we deal with. And the reason why, folks, we're at the 21st of the month, the first month of 2016. Thank goodness. I'm so glad it's a long month. I'm glad that it's a long month. It typically is 5 weeks or almost 4 weeks. Unlike next month, it comes very quickly, you know, because we get time to really take a look at those commitments that we made to ourselves, those aspirations and dreams that we said that we would, you know, whether it be that I was going to lose 10 pounds or I was going to have 100 clients or I was going to write a book, whatever it is. I want to encourage everybody right now who's listening to stop the fear and just do something right now and today that will at least give you some sense of accomplishment at the end of the day. And Johnny, I love what you said. You know, we do not get through this world alone. For those of you that are thinking, I don't have anybody, that's why Johnny and I are coaches. That's what we do. That's what we love to do, as a matter of fact. We love to help you. You know what? It's interesting that people don't recognize this for what it is. It's called a blind spot for a reason. You can't see it.
Right.
And that's what we do. I mean, we kind of help people with those blind spots and bring into existence. This is something I feel you do so well, Johnny, is remembering who people are and feeding it back to them when they're in their stuff and deep in crisis. That you help them remember, hey, wait a minute, it wasn't just a week ago that you did this or you did that. And that's a gift, a great gift I think you have, and I think that's the kind of friendships you're kind of asking us to look for.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. And thank you for the compliment, Daniel, because for those of you who don't know, which is probably a good portion of our friends here, it's that Daniel and I just don't hook up on the radio show.
Spend
a good amount of time talking in life. And you know what? We bounce off the personal challenges we're going through in our livelihoods, and it could be, you know, family, friends, financials, whatever. And, and again, thank you for the kind words, but those are the things that Daniel and I do for each other. And I know if I'm having a rough day, all of us need that cool friend. Is what I call it. Just that person
yep.
that kind of brings us down to earth, reminds us that we're good, that we are a miracle, that we're not an accident, and that we're still human. And that's one of the things I appreciate about my friendship with Daniel. And, you know, you mentioned something, Daniel, and it goes back to, you were talking about, you know, the roof falling. And it's I don't know if this is a number. You hear the number. Let's just say it's a big number. Say it's 95%, and that's probably understating it. 95% of the things that we worry are going to happen never even happen.
100%. Right? I'll say 100.
It never happens, right? And but yet we dwell so much that I used to say this quite often, and I'd say, you know, 98% of all of our lives are really going well. We have beautiful children. We have beautiful friends. We have beautiful spouses, significant others, partners. We've got good jobs. We can drive a car. We live in a home. Even if we don't, even the roughest times, we're loved. But no matter what it is, 98% at any moment in time, what's going on in our lives are just like awesome. Yet we tend to dwell on the 2%. And I think part of that's human nature. And when we talk about 95% that it doesn't happen, people say, okay, that's fine. But when I'm at my worst, that sounds great right now because I'm in a good place, I'm driving, I'm feeling good about life, I had a good day at work. But what happens when that sheer panic hits me, that anxiousness and anxiety? What am I supposed to do then? And one of these days I'm going to bring this young woman onto our show. She's an energy healer. She does tapping, does all sorts of other things. She's so inspirational. She's so insightful. And one of the things she shared with me, we were talking about, is stop and ask yourself, because everything, as we go through this in adulthood, when we experience whatever the emotion is, that emotion is triggered. It's nothing more. It's triggered by something that's very, very familiar with this, that whether it's buried in our subconscious, that happened when we were children, whether it's buried in a bad marriage, whether it's buried in a bad friendship, something in school, it's coming from somewhere. You just don't get afraid at the spur of the moment for no reason. It's an embedded behavior inside of each one of us. And if you can stop yourself long enough, like the example you just used, and rather than say the sky's falling, and I get when you're in the middle of an anxiety attack or you're freaking out or you don't know how you're going to pay the bills, it's hard to reconcile that and calm yourself down. The worst place you can be is hanging out by yourself,
yep,
at the bar or sitting in your office doing it. Get out somewhere where you can be with people for Pete's sake. If you really want to do it right, go out and volunteer. Yeah, yeah, Johnny, that all signs falling good, and, you know, but you volunteer, go out and help other people, you make yourself, that goes away right away. But this is my point. Ask yourself what it is you believe. So what it is that you're at, so if I'm struggling with and or I'm nervous about the conversation I'm going to have with my boss tomorrow or the conversation I have to have with my employees and it's really bothering you, ask yourself, what is it that you believe? And is it that I believe that my boss doesn't think I'm doing a good job? Let's just take that one because it's an easy one. And then remind yourself. So first of all, the fact that you don't know that makes it just that. It's a belief. The only person on the planet, as far as you know right now at this given point in time, is you. You're the only person on the planet that's actually thinking that. And you're also the only person on the planet that's stressing out over it, right? So
yep,
you start taking through and going through that logic. It really needs to do a completely show around that beliefs program, and I want to bring Andrew in the show and all these other things, but I would tell you, the other thing that I do when I'm at my worst is I stop, and I you and I were giving you a hard time about this today, and you posted me up telling me you do your normal daily journaling. It's whether
yep,
it's a journal, a notepad, you do it on your iPhone, your Android, well, I don't care, but call it a blessings, call it a grace journal or whatever, and count your blessings. And I don't mean just the fact that you've got beautiful children, you've got a beautiful, whatever it is you have, count your blessings. And I mean even the little things. Count the blessings that the sun shines out today, that you can smell, that you have 10 fingers and 10 toes. Count all of those things because they're all blessings. Because some people, many people, don't have or can't experience those same things. They say that you can drive, that you can go for a walk, whatever it is, and start writing down your blessings. Because what you're going to find, what you can get yourself, and it takes time to train. The toughest things about anxiety is you've got to have it to learn how to cope with it and get through it. That's the
boy, isn't
stuff,
that true?
Right? Right? But in those
isn't
moments, you've got
true
to remind yourself, this will pass, and this is an opportunity for me to work on my coping skills and do all of those things, not this Daniel we're talking about, but how do I cope with and work through those things? Because yeah, folks, we're all miracles. We're all here for a really cool reason. We've all been given really neat gifts. And the upside downside of being a human is we experience all these crazy emotions. Give up that control to something bigger than yourself and ask for some mercy and help and call some cool people to help you through it at the same time.
You know, it's funny. I decided to go to, before the show, and pull up fear on the internet just to see what came up. And you know what came up? Something that we haven't talked about, and I think it's part of getting where we need to go. And this comes from a 12-step program, and I'm going to read it because it's so powerful that I think it needs to be brought up. And it's called acceptance. And acceptance is the answer to my problems today. Now, think about where you are right now, folks. If you're stressed out, if you're fearful, whatever. Just think about that and then listen to what I'm about to say. And acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, and I'm going to add or fearful. It is because I find some person, place, or thing, or situation, some fact of my life unacceptable to me. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, or thing, or situation as being exactly the way it's supposed to be in this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing happens in this world by mistake. God's world, the universe's world, whatever you believe in. Unless I accept my life completely on life's terms, I cannot, and I'm going to add to this, will not be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world, and I'll add to make me happy, as on what needs to be changed in me to be happy. Isn't that powerful?
That's awesome.
And so when we think of, so when we think about it, as we've been talking about fear and what we can do, and there's that accountability that we have to take on ourselves, and I love that. I love that when I'm in acceptance that client is not going to do what I want them to do, because they're never going to do that, or that person. Or that person that I'm dating, or that whatever you have on your plate, folks, that person, place, or thing, or situation, that boss, that stockholder, that the TSA when you're flying, whatever the heck, never going to act my way, then you're always going to be unhappy. And that's what causes stress, and that's what causes fear, is that we can't control it. And the answer, this is what this is saying, and I agree with it. We have a couple minutes. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Johnny, is acceptance. Just accept what is and let it go.
Amen. You know, I would close that, and these damn shows, they go way too fast. This is what I would tell you. When you stop and you look at other people and you're like, God, I want some of what he has or she has, let me be clear about something. We're all human beings, and we all experience emotions like fear. I would challenge you to think about it a different way. Those individuals that you perceive to be like to really have it all together. So first of all, just because you experience fear, even if it's on a regular basis, doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, right? And these people that you perceive have it together, I would challenge you this. One, they're no better than you. They may fake it better, right? They'll fake it so you make it, but understand, we're all equal, whether we're gazillionaires, no matter what our roles, whether you're Pope Francis, whether you're President Obama, or whether you're, you know, Johnny or Daniel, we all experience the same emotions. We're all vulnerable, and it's how we cope. This has been a great conversation. We got to do this
again,
Daniel. We have to do it soon.
Yes, we will. And folks, as always, we always enjoy. We're going to have some guests coming up here in the next few weeks, but we want a conversation with you. I'll give you the number 347-677-1965. Until then, remember the things that Johnny and I shared with you today. Find someone to talk to. Realize that whatever fear you have about what's going to happen hasn't happened. Stay in the moment. Find something that you can do today. And lastly, what we were just talking about, accept what is. Not what you think it is, but what it really is. And watch your business flourish. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Until next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.